From the News Center, a news focus.
Use of playgrounds and their associated equipment was down last year, thanks to COVID. But things have changed and evolved and morphed, and today Bucknell University engineering professor Eric Kennedy has the rundown for us on where we stand and what to expect.
We're in a slightly different place than we were this time last year, in that we just have a little bit more history and understanding of documenting how cases may be transmitted. So I think last year we were at a place where we were concerned perhaps about how do we sterilize the equipment or make visitors know how the equipment is sterilized. As we're heading into this year, we now know that the transmission is really thought to be person-to-person, respiratory, and we've seen very little evidence of significant surface transmission. So I think it's most important to maintain social distancing from those whom the children are not regularly exposed to, or just enforce, even though we're outside, but the kids might be playing close together, masking is an effective way to prevent that airborne spread. But we don't recommend, or we don't see a need necessarily for parents to feel like they need to go out and disinfect the surface of the playground.
But what about the slides and jungle gyms themselves? Are they still safe?
We've all probably had a layoff of some time from our playgrounds, including perhaps some of the maintenance issues, just because of the frequency of use, and maybe as our municipalities or schools have been focused on other things that maybe we haven't looked at some of the maintenance issues. I always like to point out to folks that if you go to a playground, it's very frequent that you can find contact information for the owner or operator of that playground posted. So if you get to a playground and you find something that's in need of repair, it's a great way to report it so that somebody can get some eyes on it and actually get out quickly and make some corrections.
So have fun, but be careful out there. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.